Sunday morning, sun shining from your eyes, sleepy face, smiling in the line. Sunday morning, lots of time with nothing to do, lots of time to spend with you. On Sunday morning, it's so quiet in the street, we can hear the sound of feet walking by. I'll put coffee on to brew, we can have a cup or two, and do what other people do. On Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday, Sunday, I love Sunday, Sunday morning. Come hold me in your arms, I love you. On Sunday morning, Sunday morning, ooh, it's so quiet in the street, we can hear the sound of feet walking by. I'll put coffee on to brew, we can have a cup or two, and do what other people do.
Good morning, Medford.
Hello.
Super excited to be back here on this October 1st morning.
October 1st.
Happy October.
Rabbit, tomorrow, tomorrow.
Rabbit, wait, yeah, what is that from again? Rabbit.
Oh, rabbit. Like, aren't you supposed to say rabbit, or tomorrow, on the first day of the month for a good month. Apparently, you're supposed to say it before you say anything else.
Shoot.
We might be a little
First thing on air.
First thing on air.
Almost. Rabbit. Good morning, everyone. Sorry for the delay. We got caught at the Cummings traffic light.
If you know, you know.
But we've got a really great show lined up for everyone. A lot to discuss since last week. And
yes, so much music went on this weekend. Like,
so much music.
It was crazy.
So much to talk about, so much to listen to.
So, and as always, we're going to have a theme this week. The theme will not go throughout the entire show. We'll probably have more of like a segment theme.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of our music will just be some stuff that we're into.
What we're into, what we're listening to. For example, right now, Zoe, what are we listening to?
So this is Melt by Quinn92.
Famously, we went to the concert.
Very famously. Mm-hmm. Listeners will remember.
Mm-hmm.
This is his new... It's an EP. It's not like a full album, but he's got some great new songs, and Jane sent it over to me. So I was listening yesterday, and I was like, this is great. Our listeners would love to hear.
Love it.
So
yeah, and as always, text in, call in, DM us if you have any topics, any questions, concerns, messages for your favorite radio hosts, and excited for a great show.
Yeah, so keep listening.
Be right
and
back.
We'll be back.
You bring me coffee when I'm stuck in the desert. You burn me up like fireworks in the street. Cause we wrote our names on that day in July on the pavement. And I'm still getting used to the heat. 100 degrees, but you still hand me a sweater. Where could I freeze when you're hotter than hell? And if I die because you made me melt. Yeah, if I die because you made me melt. Oh, if I die because you made me melt. Oh, well. Save me, dig me out this hole.
This is Maroon 5.
Won't Go Home Without You.
Won't Go Home Without You.
Good song. Underplayed.
I love Maroon 5.
Agreed.
What happened to them? They kind of went a little like...
They're still making music, I feel like.
Yeah.
Are they?
I just don't really love their new music as
yeah.
much.
Yeah. Songs About Jane was their best album.
Yes.
True.
Jane.
For you. All right, Zoe. So, since this time last week, we both had some musical experiences. Care to share first?
Sure.
Oh, we also had a really fun... We had a lot of togetherness this weekend. We had a fun Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell us about your concert first.
Yeah. So, if you remember from last week, I went to a Noah Kahan concert on Friday.
No, Saturday.
I mean Saturday, sorry. Yeah, Saturday. And it was in Bridgeport, Connecticut at this music festival called Soundside. And it was super cool. And so basically, we get there. It's like drizzling a little bit, very like misty
vibes.
How
did you get there?
So I took the train.
From Boston.
From Boston to Bridgeport.
Beautiful.
Amtrak. You know it stops in Bridgeport? Because I didn't. And it was great. And one of my really good friends lives in a town near there. So I stayed at her house and we went to this music festival with her and her parents.
Oh.
Which was really fun. And it was very like misty vibes, which is kind of perfect for Noah Kahan, honestly.
Yeah.
Because we weren't getting like wet. It was just like misty.
So fun.
And we get there and the Goo Goo Dolls are playing.
Wait, what's like the Goo Goo Dolls' biggest?
Iris.
Oh!
Yeah.
Did they play it?
They did.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, actually right now, this is Wolfpack LAX. Which my friend that I went to the concert with, shout out Claire, introduced me to. I don't know if you guys can hear it too well. You know, I was listening. I'll play it a little louder, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it was really, yeah. And you guys can let us know, like, turn up the music, like.
Yeah, like, more instructor, more audio.
Yeah, let us know. Like, talk a little louder, like, you know what I mean? Because we don't know. So, yeah, it was super fun. Oh, yeah, so we got there, and the Goo Goo Dolls were playing Iris, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a good night. So then we stuck around, and then my friend and I went a little bit closer up to the stage, and her parents stayed back in the chill area, and we saw Noah Kahan, and he was incredible. He played all my faves.
Did he play any, like, covers or like things that aren't on his album?
No, he didn't. He stuck to it. But he played a song that I'd never heard before. I'll play it later.
Yeah. Give us a sneak peek though. What's it called?
It's called, oh my gosh.
You can play it later.
I'll play it later. But it's called False Confidence. Do you know it?
Uh-huh.
Jane knows it. I feel like...
But this album of his... Wait, what's that album called?
Busy.
Is Buzzy. So... Doesn't get enough love.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, it's from 2019. And that's the album that Hurt Somebody is on. And many people forget that... Maybe we'll play that later, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so... It was just incredible. Like, and he seems to have a great personality. He was very, very funny. He was apologizing because he has said in the past that Connecticut is not part of New England. But then he was like, I'm very sorry. Like, if you have this weather, then you're part of New England.
Is Connecticut part of New England?
Yeah.
Like, officially?
Mm-hmm.
What is New England? Mass, Connecticut?
Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire. Like, it's, I think New York Rhode is Island? The cutoff. Yeah.
Huh.
It's like everything to New York.
Gotcha.
And then New York is the mid-Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
But parts of New York are more, whatever. And yeah, it was so fun. And I like it when you like go to a concert and you leave liking the artist more.
Yeah.
You know?
And like all like
now I've been listening to his music all week.
Yeah, I just, like, you feel like you like know him?
Yeah, I feel like we would be friends.
Aww.
Like I feel like if he met me, we'd be like we'd click, like we'd be friends.
Yeah. He's cool.
Like yeah. Like I feel like he's like my cousin or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm
like, yeah, I feel like we know each other.
I know. Aw. I know. I'd love to see him live.
Yeah. He was so good. And everyone was so into it. There were, like, little 12-year-old girls crying everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he going to make new music?
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, I feel like if he wants to keep this hype going, he's got to... I think he will, because his tour is almost over.
Nice.
And then he'll probably go and make more music. But he really needs to. He hasn't really made much new music since, like, 2022.
Yeah. But I wonder how famous is he, or is that just, like... the genre that we listen to. This is Jungle.
Yeah.
I've been into Jungle recently. Jungle. Shout out to my friend Tia. Good morning, Tia. Put me on. And she has this playlist, All of Jungle.
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, we just had a moment.
Anywho.
Should we let them listen for a little bit?
Yeah.
Feeling just got attached. I got the days for the straight for a waist small. The waist started dancing on me. Had to take your back home. Time moving slowly, fast forward.
In the belly, your signs is angelic. And mind through my aesthetic and most to try get it. Love it without limits, the message is over there. Round and round with me, the baby don't mind spinning. Word, put it working up a referral. Shorty could be my girl. Look at this so thorough. She crushes like little pearls. Hair straight of them pearls. Beautiful cause you earned it. Making this thing worth it. Oh,
And we're back.
Back and better than ever.
What's up, Zoe? On the same line of music, I also went to a concert this weekend. I went to the Sweat Tour, which, if any of our listeners aren't familiar, that's Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan. And it was at TD Garden, and I went with our friend Nina. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Nina.
And it was amazing. Some of our listeners may be able to tell from my voice I'm a bit hoarse because it was a lot going on. And I think we have some Troye Sivan on deck. So you
yeah, we do. But we have some great stuff coming up.
Yeah, just like the energy of the concert was like... Like, the fan base is just so much fun. Those people, like, there were crazy outfits and people who just hype each other up. I feel like one of the best parts of concerts, and Zoe, I feel like you can speak to this from Noah Kahan, is the fan base that comes to it.
True.
Like, the Noah Kahan concert probably was so, like, crunchy and, like, fun
yeah.
and, like, folksy music. And, like, Brat was, like...
Crazy.
Brat type of yeah. people.
That's...
Oh, yeah. Is this Massachusetts?
Yeah, this is Massachusetts by Jensen McCray.
Yeah, this came up on my... Oh, actually, we should plug this. New feature of Spotify. Not sure if everyone has seen it yet. I think you probably had to have updated your Spotify. But if you're looking on the app and you click in the onto your library, the rightmost tab, and then on the right top right corner, there's a plus sign. And if you click that plus sign... Three options will come up, and the bottom option is the beta version, like the testing version, of their AI playlist. And you can click on this AI playlist and type in any prompt that you want. Like, give me a playlist
what?
For I'm on the spot in a radio show with Zoe. It's October 1st. We want to do this and this and this. And then it'll give you like 10 to 15 songs. And
yeah.
Yeah. And then you can click play or. And it'll create your playlist, or you could say, no, that was too slow, give me something, like, a little more hype, or something like that. And it'll remake your playlist on the spot, and you can keep chatting with the AI to keep making your playlist. It's so cool.
That's so cool. Maybe, maybe one week, not telling you guys which week, we'll use the AI to make our playlist.
Yeah.
And you'll have to see, like... Was that them or was that the AI?
Was that the creative genius of your two favorite radio hosts? Or was it Spotify's new beta AI?
You'll never know.
Who knows? But anyways, yeah, so Brat was so much fun. Energy was great. People were great.
So much fun. Concerts are just the best.
Concerts are cool. Concerts
They're
are really
cool. They're super
cool. That's also something that... isn't gonna like you can't replicate that. Like I feel like right now we were just talking about or maybe I was talking about it with someone else that it's so sad like bookstores are closing and people aren't reading paper books anymore. People don't really get the newspaper, like subscribe to magazines.
Yeah.
Like everything's going virtual. Work is virtual. But concerts is gonna stay something where it's such a physical and in person experience. Even they try to do those like virtual concert series where it's like an artist will like you could sign up for only a select people can get, like, the Zoom link or whatever. Have you seen those? They go live. It's so not the same.
Not at all. But I do feel like they're becoming a lot more exclusive.
Concerts?
Yeah.
Because they're so expensive.
Because they're getting so expensive. Like,
I know.
It used to not be this expensive, I feel like.
Do you think Eras Tour changed that or
yeah,
before?
Yeah, 100%.
You think
I think
it was?
Eras Tour changed that.
Because, like, people realized they could charge, like, people
yeah.
would pay, so they will. That sucks.
It does suck, but, you know, also, like, it's getting harder for artists to make money. Like, this is how they make money, you know?
Yeah.
So this is the new Noah Kahan, it's not new, the song that I heard for the first time.
New for Zoe.
New for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, like... Once I have a job and stuff, like that, I feel like that is what I'd want to spend my money on.
Yeah.
Just like going to concerts.
No, yeah. Like going to concerts, sporting events. That's what we talk about. I'm doing work for video games right now, and a lot of the debate is how do people spend so much money on a video game? Like, it's a mobile app, and people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. And some people are from the mindset, like, what are you doing wasting your money on this? But the defense is, it's the same thing of you spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a concert or a sporting event or any other type of entertainment. It's just, like, for your own fun.
Yeah.
And, like, DTDP, for our listeners, different things, different people. People want to do what they want to do, and let them do it.
Facts.
Music lovers, players, sporting events lovers.
Yeah. Especially when it's an experience that's going to, like, the effects of the experience are going to last for you. Like, I'm still thinking about the concert a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just like a, like, it is like a one-off thing, but it, you still think about it for a while and it still affects you. So I feel like that type of experience is totally worth it.
Totally.
And also to, like, see these people while they're either, like, really famous or, like, their famous climbing is so
in their height.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's something that can, like, appeal to, like, all age ranges. Like, even my parents, good morning, Jen and Marty, went to two concerts this week, the Doobie Brothers and Neil Young. And that's just such a fun, like, fun way to spend your time and be with other people.
Yeah.
And that was something that was missed during COVID, I feel like.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, any other concerts for this upcoming semester?
Not yet.
Yeah.
There may be. We'll have to see.
Yeah. I would maybe see Suki Waterhouse in December.
Is she coming?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So
I have to get more into her.
Stay tuned, Highlighters.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was also, like, Vampire Weekend came to Boston on Friday. I feel like there were more. I just feel like I kept hearing about people going to concerts this weekend.
Yeah.
It was just the weekend for music.
Music.
Yeah. So if any of you guys went to any concerts and not in the local area, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
Where is everyone at, you know?
And speaking of local area, Zoe, up, Medford?
What's up, Medford?
If you remember from last week, this is a new segment that we're trying out just to promote some local events going on. Anyone let us know if you ended up going to
the architecture?
Oh, yeah, the architecture tour of Arlington. No, what was the craft one?
Messy.
Squishy,
like, something?
Yeah, it had a funny name.
It was funny.
But let us know if you went, if you remember what it was.
Yes. Okay, so I am looking at some great things going on.
Messy, mushy art.
Messy, mushy art.
Yeah, what else?
Oh, okay. So, up first, today at 7:30 p.m., learn Argentine tango.
Ooh, where? I would totally go.
So, this event, it's also learn Argentine tango, and make new friends.
Cool.
It's at 7:30, and it is... Oh, it's in Malden at 349 Washington Street, Malden, Mass. Once again, 349 Washington Street, Malden, Mass. There are 50 parking spots available, and it's a 2-minute walk from the Oak Grove Tea Spot. Everyone starts somewhere, and our beginner tango lessons are the perfect way to get into this exciting dance. Showing up is the hardest part. So true. Partner not required, so you can just show up.
Yeah.
And you do have to pay. A drop-in class is $40, but if you do the four-class course, it's $120.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, so that would be really fun. So if you're looking for a new hobby, new way to get active and meet new friends, you can hang out and learn Argentine tango.
Love it.
Okay. In Arlington, on October 3rd, there's a walking wellness... Strengthen your body, improve your gait. I don't know what that is. Okay, so that's cool too.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Sorry, guys. Next week I'll be a little more prepared.
Oh, Tufts is having an event.
Oh, for Tufts seniors. Is this what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out any Tufts seniors listening. There's an Oktoberfest event on Saturday, October 5th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the Academic Quad. You have to get a ticket, but it's a free ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Tufts seniors.
And there's also Tufts seniors senior bar night
on Thursday
at Fenway Johnny's.
Show up, show out.
Show up, show out. Yeah, so Medford, there's a craft fair.
Ooh.
On Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Medford Senior Center, 101 Riverside Ave. There's also the Parish Fall Festival on Sunday at St. Mary Parish, Winchester. And there's another Argentine Tango class on Sunday.
Oh.
At 2:30.
If you buy the 4-pack, you can go twice in 1 week.
Facts. So, yeah, there's some really cool things going on.
And that's the What's
Up, What's Up
Medford. Awesome.
Yeah, so that was our first segment of the day. Oh no, it's already 8:34.
Time for a PSA. Alright.
You wanna do it?
No, you do it this week.
Alright.
Zoe's gonna read us a PSA this week. Honestly, we've been doing so many PSAs just informally this
show.
Giving out lots of good advice.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So this one's about public transit versus walking.
Mm.
If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, it takes 45 minutes to walk. If it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll just get 3/4 of an hour of exercise, fresh air, and fresh air for an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
So true. Yeah, honestly, I agree with that, especially while it's still warm out.
Yeah, definitely. And this area is super walkable.
Yeah.
Which is really great.
I feel like usually, though, by this time, by October 1st, it's usually way colder. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's kind of hot out, honestly.
Yesterday was warm. Yesterday was like
70. Yesterday was really warm.
Yesterday was a beautiful day.
Yeah. It's been pretty cloudy here.
Yeah.
I feel like. So that's kind of fall vibes, but it's still been warm, which is kind of confusing.
Yeah. Alright, and our next segment.
Oh.
What's up, Tommy? alright, Zoe,
any new
restaurants,
food?
Anything to plug, anything you made? I'm trying to think. Oh, well, I have an awkward story. I've been into tofu recently. Not even recently. So I was on my tofu routine and I accidentally left my tofu in the air fryer. We have an air fryer and it's really nice because once it's done, it like shuts off, like it totally powers off itself. So good design. However, sometimes you forget about it if you don't set an alarm to remind yourself what you put in there. So I made my tofu, but I accidentally left it there like all day.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I didn't realize until later that night. So Colin, do you think it's still good to eat if I if I put it in the fridge after, even though it was left out for a couple hours? But it's just tofu. I feel like sometimes it comes off the shelf. So I've been making tofu. Yesterday I went to Honeycomb Creamery Ice Cream, if anyone knows it. And they make all their ice cream homemade in-house, including the waffle cones. And I got apple cider donut ice cream, and they make the apple cider donuts themselves.
Wow.
To put in it. Yeah. It's like, that's their whole thing, that no ingredients can be, like, bought.
That's crazy. Apple cider related as well. I told Jane this last night, but I went to this place in the local area called Mass Hole Donuts, and it's a donut hole place, and it's only open on the weekend, I'm pretty sure. And they had an apple cider donut hole, and it was so good. I loved it. It was like apple cider donut hole, but it like actually low-key had pieces of apple in it.
Whoa.
And it was so good.
Wow. Yeah.
And it also had, like, you know, special things. So they have, like, normal donuts, but they had a little twist. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like if they were open on more times than just the weekends, I would go so much more.
Yeah. It's really close by, too.
It's so close. Walking distance.
Yeah. And then I also went to... Last night, I went to... a Greek restaurant in the area. We don't really go to get Greek food too often.
We should.
It's called Greek Corner Restaurant.
Oh, I love that place.
It's so good.
Is it near the Pemberton Farms?
Yes.
Like on that?
It's
yeah.
Like on Mass Ave.
Yeah, actually, good morning, Jeremy. I took my brother there.
To Greek Corner Restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
So good.
So good.
And feels authentic.
Yeah.
So
it's really good.
I recommend, like, family owned little cute restaurant. I got the grilled lamb.
Ooh,
gyro.
Age old debate.
I'll say souvlaki.
Nice.
And it was so yummy. So shout out Greek Corner Restaurant. Everyone should check it out. It's really good, really nice. Just like a loving community in there.
Love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's been what's up in our... Unless you have something else to say.
I mean, we'll say this every Tuesday until it happens. Morthead, Two Pie Tuesday.
Oh.
We're looking for more pizza lovers to go in on this pie with us.
Two pies. Just do it.
I think if our listeners remember, we tried to do it last week, but...
Oh, yeah. We were a little embarrassed because it didn't end up working out.
It was a flop.
And
one
we
of these
knew
Tuesdays.
That we would have to tell all of y'all that it didn't work. And we were really sad about it. But one
all
time.
All y'all. Yeah.
And also shout out. Oh, we should do like other food deals that we know about in the area. For example, Pub Mondays. If you go to the pub, it's literally just called the pub. It's in, what's that area called?
Ball Square.
They have 50 cent wings on Mondays. And the wings are really, really good. Like,
yeah,
really incredible.
You've been a couple times, right?
Yeah.
I've actually never been.
So good. Like, the way, like, so good. Only 50 cents. They're big. Like,
big.
They're filling. I usually
have, like... Do
you
prefer the wings like this or like this?
Like,
the drumsticks?
It depends.
Or the other ones?
The drumsticks are easier to eat, but the wings are more fun.
Yeah, I think I like
They're,
wings
like, more
better.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you just stop by, but be careful when you go, because both times that I went, it was absurd, because once it was the seventh game of the Celtics in the NBA final.
Oh, God.
It was crazy. So that, like, we had to go super early or else we knew they'd run out of wings. Mm-hmm. And then another time, it was, like, someone else was playing. I don't know. But recommend... A lot.
Pub wings. Alright, Zoe, so...
This is the start of, actually, our next segment, which is the theme.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about doing the theme. Okay, so start listening for any patterns.
Yeah, any patterns. This one's a little abstract, or it might be even a little subjective.
Yeah.
But
well, no, people can get it.
But I think we have faith.
All right, so we'll let you listen for a minute or two, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Yeah.
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be, would you go along with someone like me? If you knew my story word for word, had all my history, would you go?
Thank you.
Hey, hey,
so,
hey.
If anyone has any ideas,
What could it possibly be?
I'd say the last one and this one. And to remind you, right before this was Accidentally in Love by, I think covered by Counting Crows.
Unclear.
Unclear. I don't think it's originally there. So. Or it might be. Sorry. But, yeah, and this one, Don't You, parentheses, Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
So
how are they connected? And
let us know whatever you think. Another friendly reminder, Zoe actually sent the information in the chat, or she let me know about this, but super important, everyone get your flu shots.
Facts.
If you're local to Tufts area, I'm pretty sure Tufts is offering flu shots.
Yeah, so Tufts is offering shots next week, and I think the next week as well. You can just sign up. They sent out an email a few days ago, and you just sign up. It's super easy, and you can get your flu shot, and everyone should get their flu shot, because pretty sure I already know someone who has this. So
yeah.
It's going around, maybe.
And I hear it's a really bad season this year, flu season.
You heard?
Yeah. They say that every year.
They say
but
that.
But I hear it's a bad season. So,
I hear when it's a hot summer. Never mind.
Meh. We were just Zoe and I in the break while you were listening to the songs for the theme. We were reflecting on how grateful we are for all of our listeners, so that we're doing this for actual listeners. And
yeah, it's all thanks to you.
Yeah.
We love you guys. You're why we keep going.
Yeah. Oh, and on our walk in here, we were a bit late this morning, but we were stopped by someone who was exiting the studio, and he said, "Hey, I'm starting a show. I don't know what my show should be called, and I hope you're still listening. We didn't get your name. But if you are still listening," and he was like, "How did your show get your name?"
We actually told this story last week on air, did we not?
We
did. Which is so crazy. But we could tell it again.
It was for Highlights, the magazine. So that's still happening. And if anyone has ideas.
That's still happening. And honestly, wouldn't be the worst thing if it happened like after college. And then we like distributed it to colleges. Like we're not in a rush.
True.
We have time.
But yeah, so if you are still listening, whoever asked us about what their show should be called.
That's why.
This is Zero, Imagine Dragons, from...
That's a hint from...
I'll just say what it's from. Wreck-It Ralph, no?
Oh, yeah, I think it is from Wreck-It Ralph.
That
hint
might
right
be
there.
A hint from Wreck-It Ralph. All right, so Zoe, any other plans for the upcoming week?
Jane, you have a plan.
Yeah, well, good morning to Molly. Molly just tuned in, and she is expecting a very special visitor. I will be going to Wake Forest this weekend. Tufts community, I'll miss you oh so much. And super excited for that. Thanks for listening, Molly. And yeah, Zoe, how about you?
Just the Tusk Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show up, show out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a nice weekend. We got Senior Bar Night, we got Oktoberfest, and honestly, I got a lot of homework to do, so that's
good
the type
stuff.
Of weekend I'm looking at.
Great.
Well, I kind of want to go apple picking.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Fans, let us know, what's the best time to go apple picking? Because I feel like, is it now, or is it too early or too late?
I think it's now.
Like, this weekend, is it?
Well, I'm not a fan. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, you're a fan.
We'll let the fans.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of our show. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah, let
Wait,
us know.
Guys, here's what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'm looking it up. When to go apple picking, Massachusetts?
I feel like
it's
right
middle
right
of August through early November, but can move by as much as 2 weeks either direction.
I feel like every time I ever show up, they're like, "You're too late." So middle of August? All right.
September.
Wow. Well, enjoy that, Zoe.
Yeah, I don't have any plans, but I'll make a plan.
We'll let you know next week what she ends up doing.
Yeah, so...
Well, it's just about time, so thank you so much for everyone who's tuning in this morning. We hope you have a fabulous rest of your day, rest of your week.
And did we get any guesses for the theme?
Oh, yeah. Reveal it.
The theme is... Songs from movies.
Songs from movies.
Yeah. Or songs that were, like, made more famous because they were in a movie. That vibe.
Yeah. Theme is wishy-washy.
It's whatever you want to be.
All right, so,
well, thanks for listening, and this was...
Zoe and Jane, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the next show.
See you next week.
Thank you.